Simo, the movie dude.
And he is back. The man, the myth, the legend. That is Simo, the big movie dude, here to discuss movies, or perhaps not. Simo, how are you going?
I'm good, Sean, and thanks for prefacing, however you want to pronounce that word, that maybe today I might get off the beaten path. Maybe I might beef up the resume, so to speak. Maybe I don't have a movie for you. Maybe I got something else, Sean.
Well, the thing is, we're such a versatile interview, aren't we? We're such a versatile bunch of humans that we can chop and change. We're allowed to change who we are. If one day we feel like wearing pink and the other day we feel like wearing leopard skin, we can gosh darn do that if we want. And I think
exactly.
I think it's prefacing. It's prefacing. Prefacing makes more sense. It rolls off the tongue a bit more.
It's definitely prefacing. I'm just clearly not good at pronunciation.
Oh, that's a shame for a news journalist when the voice is pretty integral to your success in your employment, I suppose.
Yeah, but I like being cash, you know, Sean.
I am
us as loose units.
Yeah, I'm so cash, man. That's just me to a T. You know, I never fret about. I'm so casual. Sunglasses wear me.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I'm just chill wearing jeans and thongs.
Yeah, talk about chill. Let's talk about Netflix and chill. That little thing that went about a few years ago when young people would meet up and watch Netflix and chill. But actually, that was a what do you call it? A curtain for something more sinister and weird that we won't talk about. We'll actually talk about actual Netflix and chilling.
Yeah, also known as the only Netflix and chill I ever do.
Yeah, well, let's talk about. So this is one by a really well-known comedian, English actor, English producer, funny man. He's done radio. He's done heaps of shows. This is the latest Ricky Gervais project.
Yeah, that's right. It's called Afterlife. It's only 6 episodes long, much like a lot of British things. 20 minutes an episode, that sort. You can smash through it. Look, technically, we could just say this is a long movie, okay?
I mean, it depends. So does it follow the same sort of storyline? Is it the sort of the arc goes across the 6 episodes, or is it different? You know, that's how I decide whether it's a extended movie or whether it's just a television series, you know?
Well, okay, technically it's a television series, but it's telling an
overarching plot. Well, don't sell it as anything. Well, okay, give us a description of the plot. Go on.
Okay, it's called Afterlife because it takes place with some people dealing with some, you know, not really funny things. You know, you wouldn't expect, oh, this is a comedy show, I'm going to watch it. It's about Ricky Gervais. He's the main character. He's a journalist for a little village community newspaper. So his day-to-day is kind of just going out to stories like, oh, a cat's stuck in a tree, nothing major and all that kind of stuff. And he's currently dealing with the death of his wife. His wife died very recently of cancer. And she's left him little videos of her just kind of telling him, you know, don't be sad, you know, be happy, take care of the dog, always remember to, like, clean the house. Just
memories. So nice little memories. Walk the dog and clean the house. I hope if my girlfriend passes away, and heaven forbid that ever happens, I hope she doesn't leave me notes like, make sure you clean your shoes before you leave the house.
Well, you know, it's the conversations you have with your loved one, and it's kind of keeping those things alive. But the thing is, with Ricky Gervais' character, he's, you know, you can say it, he's dead inside. For the majority of the show, he's kind of just talking about killing himself. And that sounds really full on and heavy. And I guess it kind of is. He deals with it in a dark comedy way where he has an epiphany that, you know what? It doesn't matter what he says or what he does to other people around him, because he figures if life gets too tough, you know, his wife is gone, he can just kill himself. This is all his kind of philosophy towards life currently in his depressive state.
Yeah, I'll just interject you really quickly there. If anyone does have any sort of issues, if this triggers anything, then you can call support through Lifeline 13 11 14. Simo, off you go again.
No, I appreciate that, Sean. That's always important to do. And it's right. It's something that deals with heavy issues, and it tries to paint kind of dark comedy around it. So, for example, he's like walking down the road. He walks past a school, and one of the kids calls him a bad name. And instead of just kind of ignoring the kid and walking off, he squats down to the kid, and he gives the kid just kind of a dressing down. You know, he swears at him. He says rude words to this little kid who's just kind of being a kid. And he walks away. He doesn't care. And for us as viewers, it's funny. But from a story perspective, you're like, this guy just doesn't care anymore. He's just kind of taking things to the extreme.
He's almost thrown out all social norms because he doesn't care. He just doesn't care.
Yeah. And this entire show is him coming to terms with his wife is no longer around. And, you know, there is something else. There is something else in life. You know, it's not just give up and all this. His boss, who is his editor, is actually his brother-in-law. And his brother-in-law, of course, that means his sister was the one who also passed. So he's dealing with his sister's death, and he has to deal with Ricky Gervais in his office just being, I guess we can say, just being just rude, just being horrible to everyone. So he's trying to get him out of his, you know, downside and everything like this. And Sean, it's not as funny as it's being advertised. Okay. It is really heavy. But honestly, I think if you stick with it, like I said, 6 episodes, this is quite easy to knock on the head. Little English kind of drama, comedy, 20 minutes of pop. I watched it over a day because very busy.
Okay, sorry. That laugh was a lot louder than what I thought it would be out of my mouth. But yeah, that's okay. I mean, we all have days to spare sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And it was satisfying. It was satisfying. It's a tough journey to get through, but it feels cathartic at the end. And especially if you've ever dealt with the death of a loved one near you or something like that, I would recommend getting into it. But like you said, it can be a bit triggering.
Is it is this enjoyable? I mean, so we're sort of saying that I think it's got a strong message. And funnily enough, this Sunday it is the Black Dog Ride for across Australia, including Esperance. We're doing a ride from Esperance to Mungonup to raise awareness about depression and suicide prevention, stuff like that. So it is a conversation we need to have. And that's why I'm sort of allured to this idea, because we need to talk about it. And if you can add a bit of humour to it, I think it's a really good gateway into a really hard topic to talk about.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like Ricky Gervais, he's written and directed this whole thing. He's starred main character. And I do think he's nailed sort of something that a lot of people don't like talking about, a lot of people like to avoid, but it's something that should be brought to light. And he does bring some dark, dark humour to it. If you don't like his kind of humour, you're definitely not going to like this. But if you like someone poking fun at things that you think, oh, that's a bit, we shouldn't poke fun of it, then you will enjoy it, because he does kind of go a bit balls to the wall with it. There is one thing that happens which I feel could turn people off from the entire show. Happens about 4 episodes in.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, it feels like a point of no return for a character where you think that was quite dark. So something happens, that sort of thing. But I feel by the end, you're left with a resolution, Sean.
I'm intrigued. Is this looking like a season 2 as well, or just a plain one series?
I think this is a one and done. There doesn't seem to be much else that they could take with the story. And I think if they made more, they'd probably ruin the message of it.
Very interesting. I am intrigued, that is for sure. How many Netflix and chills does this get out of 5?
This is a good 4 out of 5 Netflix and chill.
Okay.
Like I said, you could smash through this really easy. So, you know what? If you got some time, put on the first one, put on the second one, see if you like it.
It's interesting, Netflix and chill. Maybe this isn't the sort of movie to do that to, though. But do you know what is, which we'll quickly get into, and I'm running on the fly here because I haven't really thought about what movie to review next. But coming up very soon, and I've seen sort of some trailers and stuff for it, the real-life action movie Aladdin. So let's cover the original. Let's change pace and go from Ricky Gervais to the great movie, which is Disney's Aladdin.
There we go. Look at that. And then you can go, hey, I just want to chill out. I just want to watch a Disney cartoon that everyone remembers from, I think, 1992 it came out. And it is a classic, isn't it, Sean?
I mean, the highlight of this movie has to be Robin Williams. He plays the genie, which is basically this whirlwind character. Well, so it's going to be played by Will Smith in the live action flick, but I don't know if he's going to come even close to, it has to be a different character because no one can match the energy, the humor that is Robin Williams. I'm pretty sure they just put him in front of a microphone and said, hey, Robin, like, here are your rough lines, but we don't care if you go off them. Go for it. Go nuts. And yeah, he does. He is hilarious the entire movie. I don't even know who played the actual the actual character, the other characters or anything. I mean, you've got, the story is Aladdin, a boy, he's a street rat, he's a scoundrel, he's basically stealing for food, and he has a crush on the beautiful princess of the time. It's sort of a, I think, an Arabic culture where there's princesses and kings and you can't marry into the elite. I guess it's the same as all patriarchies and things like that, but you can't marry into the elite unless you have that name, that family name behind you. So Aladdin, he wants his girl, but he's not going to get his girl, yo, because he's not royalty. But in a strange twist of events, basically the chief advisor to the king and I guess the princess is this evil man who wants to be the king himself. But again, he's not the right man because he doesn't have the name, yada, yada, yada. He realizes that he can get this lamp with this genie and he can get these wishes and become immortal and have his wildest desires come to him, including become the king, which I tell you what, if you've got a genie in a bottle and three wishes, I wouldn't want to be king. I'd do other stuff, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, you can do literally anything, Sean.
You could do anything, Zivo. You could just say, if you had three wishes, what would you do?
Wish for more time with you, Sean.
Oh, me too. Oh, my God. I'd even just ask for 2 hours with you at a coffee shop so we can talk, because that's how rare we see each other. That'd be a nice wish, though. And then I'd do something ridiculous, like a room full of Tim Tams, and then you could just go swim in the room, and even if you got a bit melted, it'd be kind of fun anyway.
I'm not sure if it would be fun.
Oh, you're not a Tim Tam fan.
You do, Sean, and I'll support you.
So what do you reckon? You probably prefer a room full of bounties or something gross like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, no, I would never go a room full of bounties. But tell you what I could do, room full of Twix.
Oh, that's not good either. You've just chosen a lousy chocolate bar. Anyway, so Aladdin gets told to get the lamp. He gets the lamp, he gets the genie, he gets Robin Williams, and then, he's got the wishes, but yeah, he chooses wishes fairly wisely. He makes one dumb call in my eyes, but I won't give it all away. It's a classic movie, some great songs, Robin Williams at his best, singing, dancing, acting, humouring, everything like that. And the other, I don't even know the other actors and actresses, but I'm sure they're great as well.
You know what? You summed it up perfectly. How many wishes out of five would you give it, Sean?
It's a pretty good movie, right? How many out of five? At least 3.5. I want to say 4, but I feel like can you give a cartoon 4 out of 5, or is that just not really good?
I think you can give cartoons 4 out of 5. It depends on, of course, if the story's good, if the acting's good, if it all holds together, if it still looks good. Did you have a good time, Sean? You don't have to judge yourself if you like cartoons.
I think I want to give it a 3.5. The more I think about it, it's good, but it's not great. Just a shout out to Gilbert Gottfried as well, that guy with the most, how do you describe his voice? High-pitched, whiny, yeah. You'd hate to be, imagine him being a child coming out of the womb. It's funny because his mother would have been like, he'll grow out of that noise, I'm sure. He never did.
Yeah, and he's like, I love you, mother.
It's like he's right here. There you go, folks. All you need to do is head to Netflix for that wonderful movie TV show, TV series that we just spoke about, or you can get Aladdin, which is an absolute classic. I've been speaking to Simo, the movie dude. Simo, thanks for joining me, mate.
No worries, Sean.